This is Jason Hensley with the Magnify Him Together podcast. Today, we are going to be discussing the honor of kings. Now, that might remind you of the verse that we tend to love in our community, and I think it's good that we love it, because I think it's a really great verse, and that's why we're talking about it today. It's Proverbs 25, verse 2, and it goes like this. Proverbs 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal things, but the glory of kings is to search things out. So a king's glory or a king's honor is to look for those things that God has searched out. I think oftentimes, you know, we come to this verse and we say, well, there you go. There's an example of why we're supposed to do Bible study and why we're supposed to spend a lot of time looking at Scripture, because God has hidden things in His Word, and it's our honor, it's our privilege to find those things. And I totally agree. I think that is an awesome interpretation of the verse. I think it's beautiful. And I think it really should mean a lot to us. At the same time, I think there's something else that we can add to this verse. Maybe to just take this a little bit further. Have you ever thought about why it's the honor of kings? Or why it's the glory of kings to search for the things that God has hidden? It's not just some arbitrary decision in which God has said, well, I'm going to hide things, and it's really a privilege for people to find them. I mean, that's true, but I think there's something deeper, an underlying attitude, an underlying way of thinking that God is creating in His people, and that, in fact, that's why this is so important. That's why searching things out is so honorable and so glorious. So let's talk about this attitude a little bit. In Matthew chapter 13, when the Lord Jesus tells His first parable, the parable of the sower, do you remember what happens? After the parable, Jesus' disciples come to Him and they say, Lord, why are you speaking to the crowd in parables? You know, why don't you just tell them what you want to say, right? And the Lord's answer is incredibly telling. Here's what He says. It's verse 11. And He answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Do you see what the Lord Jesus is saying here? His disciples came and they said, Lord, why are you speaking in parables? Couldn't you just tell the people what you mean to be saying? And the Lord Jesus says, well, in fact, that's the whole reason that I am speaking in parables. Because your eyes see. Your ears hear. Because you're coming to me and you're asking me, you know, what do these things mean? You want to know. But for other people, they hear these things. They see these things. And they don't perceive them. The Lord Jesus says, well, that's the whole point of the parable. You know, I just told this parable about a sower going and throwing seeds, and some people are going to go home and say, wow, I just heard this awesome story about farming, and it was so funny. You know, there was this farmer who just threw seeds everywhere. And they're going to go home, and they're going to say, wow, that was such an entertaining story I just heard today. And that's all they're going to think the parable was. Jesus was telling His disciples that His parables divided the audience into two groups. The group who understood, and the group who didn't. The group whose eyes could see, and the group whose eyes couldn't. In other words, Jesus was saying that His parables were hard to understand. He was speaking in a difficult way, so that some people would get it and other people wouldn't. Do you see the connection here back to Proverbs? It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search it out. And so what we're being told is that there's actually an attitude here, an attitude that really creates this honor. And that attitude is one that wants to know, so I think that's crucial here, the attitude wants to know, wants to understand what it is that the Lord Jesus meant. But even more than that, in addition to wanting to know, this attitude doesn't give up. The Lord Jesus is looking for people who persevere. That's the kind of attitude that's the honor of kings. Now, I think you see this because later in this chapter, the Lord tells another parable. He tells the parable of the wheat and the tares. And you could just imagine if you were the disciples, you would hear this parable, right? And they would think, oh, we don't understand what this means. And if they were like the part of the crowd that just went home not understanding, they would have said, oh, we don't understand what this means. Oh, well. And that would have been the end. But that's not what they do. In fact, what happens is later in the chapter, they go to the Lord Jesus and they say, declare unto us the parable of the wheat and the tares. Explain this, please. Right? We want to be that group that understands. So even though this is hard, even though we don't know what this is, we want to know. And we're not going to give up. Have you ever been confronted by something hard and said, well, it's just too hard. I can't do it. This is just too difficult. I'm sure you have. I mean, you know, there are days where I think that every day. There's days where I think that multiple times a day, you know, about different things. And yet what we're being taught is that the Lord Jesus is looking for people who want to know, but not just people who want to know, people who will not give up wanting to know. So that when it's hard, they won't say, oh, this is just too difficult. But they'll say, yeah, this is hard, but I'm going to keep going. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep going. And I think that's what we see when we read things like, he that endures to the end shall be saved. Now, I recognize, you know, that's from Matthew 24. That's in the Olivet Prophecy. It's largely about AD 70. But I think it's a principle that we see clearly throughout Scripture. To him that overcomes will I give. We are called to act. We are called to follow Christ. And we are called to do it, even when it's hard, to keep going, to keep pushing, to keep asking. Because that attitude that doesn't give up, that attitude that clings to faith and that won't stop believing, that perseverance is what our God loves. Paul says it like this: let us not grow weary of doing good. Keep going. Keep trying. When it's hard, you feel like you can't do it anymore, when you feel like you're broken, remember that it's in your weakness that the strength of Christ is made perfect. And we can do all things through him. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the Magnify Him Together podcast.